Thank you, David. Choir, isn't it great to see Ada up here this week? Whoa! Thank you all very much, and welcome. It's good to see everybody here today. Thank you for coming out. I had a couple things before I get into the talk today. First of all, with all of the things that have been going on in the last few weeks, the election and everything else, I think we kind of stepped over a holiday. We didn't give as much attention to a holiday that I really think needs a big shout out, and that's Veterans Day. And I just want to take a moment and say thanks to every man and woman who has served in the armed forces of the United States of America. Our country appreciates every father, mother, daughter, son, brother, sister, and husband that has spent time in the service of our country. We appreciate it, and thank you. I also want to expand just a little bit on the Thanksgiving Eve service. We have been selected by the Interfaith Council to be the host church or center for this interfaith service, and that's quite an honor for us. And I'm unabashedly proud of our center and its congregants, the practitioners. I think we really have something great going on here, and I am anxious to show off our center to the rest of the spiritual communities within the Anchorage Bowl. And I invite all of you to come on Wednesday night. What a great way to kick off the holiday season, then by a time of celebration and fellowship. It's a light evening. There's no big heavy message or anything. It's just a time of gratitude. It's a time of quiet and peace. It's a great opportunity to come together, and I invite all of you to come. We do need some help, and it's just like, if you have somebody over to your house, you clean up before they come here. So we've spent the last 3 weekends sprucing up the center and cleaning and vacuuming and painting. And Jean Alden has worked tirelessly. That woman is, whoa. So we've cleaned up and we're prepared, and Linda Steiner is going to help us organize. I don't know how we're going to get the bell choir in here, but the bell choir is going to be here, and it's going to be a great thing. So as good hosts and hostesses, I would like to have us park down in front of the House of Bread and Scott Trade down there. All of you who are ambulatory enough to walk a block, I'm asking you to do that and save the closer in parking places for our guests. I've gone down and talked to the businesses there, the House of Bread, and the only one I think that's going to be open is Color Me Mine, and if we can just make sure that they have their parking places, we'll be good to go. So if you guys could park down there, and then we do need help with ushers and whatnot. Not everybody is as free-flowing and easygoing as we are. So if we could, maybe help people find a seat, and then we need greeters. We're printing the bulletins, hopefully error-free, church bulletins. And so we need greeters, we need ushers, and then we need people to tell them, because afterwards we're going to have coffee and cider, and they called it sweet and savory treats. And I don't know what sweet savory treats are. I think that means cookies, but I don't know. So it's a big event for us, and I hope that you'll join us, and I hope some of you will pitch in. You can see me afterwards while we're having the Thank God dinner, and we'll figure out how we're going to do this. Okay, the title of my talk today is Awakening to Gratitude. We've had about 3 weeks of pretty heavy messages. I mean, our country has been at a time of decision. We've had a lot of conflicts of opinion and whatnot, and we've dealt with that from the pulpit. We've dealt with that as a spiritual community and how we can come together as a people. And so today is going to be a little lighter. We'll just leave it at that. Awakening to gratitude. First of all, I'm going to talk about some of the benefits of gratitude, and I've got an example of an anthropological study that was done, and I'll close out with, glory be, a story. First of all, the benefits of gratitude. Ernest Holmes said, a thankful heart is in harmony with life. A thankful heart is in harmony with life. And that seems to catch so many of the things that have been said about gratitude and thanksgiving. Going all the way back, Cicero said, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all of the others. One Day at a Time in Al-Anon says, when things look blackest, it is within my power to brighten them with the light of understanding and gratitude. Eckhart Tolle said, it is through gratitude for the present moment that the spiritual dimension of life opens up. And finally, Zig Ziglar, gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. And we can see that in a lot of different ways. Eric Butterworth, in his book Spiritual Economics, cites a really important study. This was done by an anthropologist who studied some tribes in Africa, and I believe that there were four tribes, and they all were in similar situations. They, you know, the climate was about the same, the soil was the same, all of the conditions were about the same for all four of these tribes. You know, weather, everything was the same. Three of the tribes were prosperous and were thriving. One tribe struggled mightily, and it was barely making it along. And the anthropologist studied these tribes to figure out what the difference was. And the only thing that they could come up with that was different between these four tribes is the tribe that was struggling had no word in its vocabulary for thank you. Which then leads me to the philosophy surrounding thanksgiving and the philosophy of giving thanks. So as I looked for different places to get this, I came up with some really profound philosophical statements. The first thing that I noted was that no husband has ever been shot while doing the dishes. He may have been shot doing other things, but not doing this. One little boy was asked about a balanced diet, and he said, a balanced diet is a cookie in each hand. Yes. Now, I know that you thought there were 10 commandments. There were actually 11. The other commandment is, thou shalt not weigh more than thy refrigerator. You probably thought there were 8 Beatitudes, but there were really 9. And this one really is profound. Blessed are they who can laugh at themselves, for they shall never cease to be amused. Told you that one was deep. And this one could apply equally well right here to our center. Countless numbers of people have eaten in this kitchen and gone on to lead normal lives. And this last one is from that bard, the noted philosopher Jay Leno. You can tell that you ate too much for Thanksgiving when you have to let your bathrobe out. I'll close with a story. A lady by the name of Deborah Chamberlain Taylor had gone to Thailand and studied Buddhism. And toward the end of her time in Thailand, a Thai family came to the Buddhist temple that they were studying in, and they prepared a meal for 250 students, simply out of gratitude for the teachings of Buddha. And it really touched Deborah Chamberlain Taylor, She got back to the United States and she was invited to participate in a workshop in Northern California, and because of some confusion over the arrangements, they ended up with all of the students that are coming to this workshop, and there was no lunch the first day and no funds for it, no nothing. And so she stepped forward and said, I'll provide the lunch. And it was out of her memory of what that Thai family had done. So she provided lunch for these students at this retreat that she was going to. And as she did so, it just really warmed her heart with joy. She was so pleased that she could do this and pay back in the way that she did. But then something happened. Somebody let out the word. Somebody spilled the beans and let some of the other students know that she had provided this lunch out of her own goodness. And one by one, many of the other students came up and compensated her for what they thought might be her portion or whatever it could be. And almost every student came up and chipped in to provide for their lunch. And I think what this story illustrates is that gratitude creates a cycle. It creates a sense of fullness within us. When we give thanks, it creates a sense of fullness within ourselves. I don't think that it's any coincidence that the only two countries in the world that stop their whole country for a day and give thanks, the United States and Canada, just happen to be two of the most prosperous countries in the world. Gratitude creates this sense of fullness. And from this fullness, we're moved to give. Kindness and generosity are a response to this fullness. We give best from our overflow, which then creates more gratitude. It's a beautiful cycle. The more you feel grateful, the stronger is the impulse toward giving. And the more you give, the more you get. Told you that I was going to be short today. It's one thing that I have learned in a few years at this center is you don't want to get between our congregants and the food. So we're not going to talk really long today. What I do want everyone to take away, the takeaway for today, and I'm going to go back to that Holmes quote, a thankful heart is in harmony with life. And to simplify things so that our transition into the eating phase is smoother, I will just go ahead and do a food blessing as part of the healing treatment. So anyway, I would invite my colleagues, the practitioners, to join me in holding the congregation in love and light and just simply knowing this ineffable truth. That there is a power in the universe, one power, one presence, one life, one higher power. And the nature of that one higher power is one of health, it is one of abundance and prosperity, and it is one of love. And so I speak my word in this moment for each and every person who is experiencing the appearance of dis-ease. We simply know that behind that appearance there is a truth of wholeness, a truth of beauty, a truth of perfection, that every cell knows exactly how to divide, that every cell knows how to function within this thing that we call our body, our living temple, and it's that perfection that I call forth. I also speak my word for every person that is experiencing any type of challenge of lack and limitation, money challenges. I just simply know that we live in an abundant universe, a universe that will supply to us all of our needs at this and in every moment. And finally, I speak my word for those who are feeling separated, separated from one another, separated from their higher power. Just simply know that we are beings of love. We are beings of good. We are beings of God. and God's love certainly permeates all that there is. And so on behalf of those, I just simply claim God's love. And now I just give thanks for this food that we are about ready to consume this day. I bless this food. I bless those who have prepared it, brought it, provided it to us. We are so grateful. We are thankful for this food, and we remember the hungry. We are thankful for our friends and family, and we remember the friendless. We are thankful for our health, and we remember the infirmed. We are thankful for our freedom, and we remember those who are in bondage. And we are thankful for these remembrances. And may they stir us to service so that the gifts that we have been given may be used for others. Thank you, God. And so it is. And so it is.